music.
It's a soft rock mix designed to get you feeling good.
Whitney Goes Home. Dave and Marilyn here, 96.1 Mix 96. And again, the official statement that Whitney Houston was found underwater and unconscious in that Beverly Hills hotel bathtub. What you might not have known, it was her aunt, Mary Jones, who discovered the body in the tub, tried to revive her before paramedics arrived, and no dice on that. An autopsy was done Sunday. Authorities say no indications of foul play. The coroner says she may have died from a combination of prescription drugs and booze. So that's kind of all we know right now, you know?
It's not a surprise, unfortunately, yeah. And sadly. Yeah. It's kind of what we expected all along, isn't it?
Yeah, so here's where it goes from here. Whitney was flown to the East Coast yesterday on Tyler Perry's private Gulfstream 4 jet. Touchdown just after 10:30 last night at Teterboro Airport. Her body is resting now at the Wiggum Funeral Home in Newark, where Whitney, and Newark is where Whitney was born. So she has truly gone home. A wake is set for Thursday at the funeral home, and the funeral will be held Friday at the Prudential Center in Newark. That's where the New Jersey Devils and the New Jersey Nets play. Seats close to 20,000. They're saying up to 18,000 tickets will be distributed. First come, first serve.
So when she was coming up to the funeral home last night, in a golden hearse.
That's perfect.
Throngs of people and a few opportunists selling t-shirts for $10 a piece. Oh, seriously.
Well, the other part of this too, and this is always happens, and they can never enjoy the fruits of all their labors. The titles from Whitney, way up on top of the iTunes and Amazon charts, to no one's surprise, obviously.
I love the fact that she's going back to New Jersey. I know there was a rift in the family. Some wanted her to go to Atlanta, where she loved to be the most, but they caved and went with the rest of the family, burying her in Newark, where she got her start. I mean, I think that's great. That's where everybody loved her the most, close to her family that loved her, where she got her start before she was the big diva star. This is perfect.
Diane Davis does the traffic on Mix 96.
Good morning, Dave. This report. I'm Diane Davis with your Mix 96 dependable traffic.
High 50, some sun, some clouds. Yeah, some more of that tomorrow. And maybe a little bit warmer. It looks like the highest day, highest temperature is going to be like mid-60s on Friday. And we'll coast right into the weekend. No rain. Nope. 6:15. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes from the CBS 13 newsroom on Mix 96.
Don't you love it when you...
Up like a rocket into a new day, chip in. Bang on a tin pan with a spoon or something. Make some noise here with me. As Lady Gaga helps out too here with Dave and Marilyn now at 6:19.
Another more music morning. Soft rock. Mix 96.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone.
Justin Bieber ties the knot. Sort of. David Marilyn here on 96.1 Mix 96. Tell me.
Okay, a lot of Bieber lovers probably got a little freaked out yesterday when Justin Bieber met his wife. I'm serious here. So let me tell you the sweetest story ever. So back in August, 6-year-old Avalana, she married Justin Bieber. See, Avalana has this rare type of brain tumor, and her nurses knew that she had this monster crush on Justin Bieber, just like every other little girl. And so they threw her a pretend wedding. She wore a future Mrs. Bieber t-shirt. She wore a little blue tutu. She carried a bouquet of flowers. There were bridesmaids, guests, a wedding cake. And the groom, well, the nurses pasted a poster of Bieber on a piece of cardboard and stood him up there, and they got married. It was her dream. It was a lovely wedding.
And that's good enough, but...
Last week, the news of Avalana's dream to meet her husband finally took on a life of its own through Facebook and through Twitter, and it caught the eye of one of Bieber's manager's friends, So then calls were made and plans were set. And yesterday, Mrs. Avalana Beaver finally got to meet Justin. She was wearing a Be Mine t-shirt. She gave him kisses on his cheek and she fixed his hair. So happy Valentine's Day, Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. Take that, all you Beaver haters. He's the greatest guy ever.
Talk about a reason to go on.
How sweet really is sweet. That?
That is wonderful.
I love Justin Bieber.
Wonderful.